We are back, and in today's show, we're going to talk about getting back into the grind. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Bourbon, and if you are coming through, please do let me know. Please let me know in the comments down below. So we're back to the grind. It's like Christmas came and gone, and we fucking never even knew about it. Anyway, on a serious note, I really hope that you had a great Christmas and New Year. Happy New Year. It is now time to put all of those great memories to one side slightly as we start to focus on ourselves. And when we say Happy New Year, happy is for me one of the key words. And haven't done this for a long time now, but the feeling of being happy or having a Happy New Year, for me, is really leveraged on the things that you are within your control, right? Now, we're all going to go back into today's grind, in today's work, back to normality, building up momentum. And I think there's you wouldn't be human if there wasn't a level of anxiety following you in to the first week. Anxiety, you know, just that level of uncertainty about what's coming your way. After having such a great period of time doing the things that you wanted to do, sharing festivities, you know, and kind of just kind of coming away from the real world and the chaos of the real world and just kind of like having some good family time over the period. And it's quite natural to feel that anxiety. I definitely have this morning. And just as I'm slowly getting back into my routine, it's kind of like disappearing. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. I just want you to think about, like, usually the first 2-3 weeks are very difficult, and we all want to have a new way of thinking, a new mindset, a new change. We want to be happy, we want to be fulfilled and progress, right? We want all of those great things. But I think that we can get ourselves super hyped up for all of those great things, and steady, stay there, and all of those great things, and they just don't ever always come right away. And the problem with when you set in morning is one of those things that you always set when you set for New Year's is that you want it right away. You want things right now. You're like, I want to lose the Christmas like extra weight I've put on. I want to be in more control. I want a better relationship. I want a better job. But listen, it's not all going to happen in the first or second or third week. What we're aiming for and what the mission really comes down to is, where are you going to be at the end of the year? At the very start of the year is when we start thinking and we start making decisions and we start building momentum with our 1% wins, with our micro wins, with picking up good habits and routines. And you're going to have to face the ups and downs of the January, February, March shit that's going on with the weather, with the darkness, with us and the COVID fucking bullshit and everything else that's going on externally outside of our influence, right? We've got all of those things to manage. So this is a long-term process for you. This is not like, I want to change, I want to live a better life, I want a happier new year, and I want it all like immediately. This is a learning process. It's a process that will gain you experience, and experience brings newfound growth and newfound principles and newfound values, and it's character building. So this week alone is just about character building and getting back to the norm of things and finding our feet again and finding out what we're about again. It's about, you know, going for a couple of runs, not fucking burning yourself into the ground trying to lose 2 stone in 1 week or 2 weeks. Because guess what? The majority of people after 2-3 weeks, as you well know, just decide to fucking throw down tools and give up. this is about the rest of your life. Just because it's a brand new year, it's just another Monday, it's just another week now. Don't get all hyped up because it's a brand new year. Look at this as just another day, another week, another month where you're going to work on yourself. Don't allow the emotions don't allow your uncontrolled emotions to get carried away. Okay, don't set your expectations so high that you fall flat on your face. Small, steady steps is about where you are at the end of the year and the goals that you set yourself for the end of the year and the mission and the path that you take to achieve them. The only thing you're focusing on is the next pound that you need to lose, is breaking the snooze button, is making your morning routine, is paying the extra attention to your kids and family, is turning your phone off in an evening. It's being more planned, more resilient, more controlled with your emotions. And it's learning to do that over a period of time. So, in summary, don't get too excited. Don't blow yourself out with adrenaline thinking this is my fucking year. Calm and steady. Find your path. Find your feet. Control a lot of the external distractions that are going to be floating in and around us over the next couple of weeks. Reset, rebalance, and then let's start picking up those 1% wins through that chaos. And then once we have our momentum and we feel like everything's back to normal, we can then start fucking taking charge and start building and building and building. All right. The last thing that we want people doing is feeling anxious and overwhelmed and start falling down into that self-pity mentality already. All right, guys, listen, have a great week. Dominate the week. Go into it with that elite operator fucking mindset, because nobody is coming to fucking save you. You've got to be able to do this yourself. You've got to have the self-awareness to be able to control your emotions, your mindset, your well-being, your decision-making, all of those things. You are in charge of that. You are responsible for that. So have a killer week. Start it off. Doesn't matter if something happens, shake it off and go again. Shake it off and go again. Shake it off and go again. That's how you build the resilience. It's like doing reps in the gym and building the muscle. All right? I want to see a killer week. I don't want to see fucking you complaining or you moaning or the victim mentalities. I want to see how you overcame it. That's what I want to hear. How I fucking overcame. And that's what you should be writing down in your journals. Have a great week. I'll catch you Wednesday. We're back in the game.